During this presidential election year, many turned to factcheck.org to determine the truthiness of claims made by candidates. Last year, the University of Pennsylvania-based project spun off SciCheck. You got it, focusing on false and misleading scientific claims made to influence public policy and voting decisions. Let's learn more with Vanessa Schiappani, science writer for factcheck.org. Welcome. Thanks for joining us at NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me here.
I suspect it's been a busy season so far.
Yeah, it's been quite busy, I'd say.
What's the current headline?
The last piece that I wrote was on blood donations from gay and bisexual men, which was...
Pertaining to the Orlando shooting.
Exactly, yeah. So that kind of reignited a debate about whether or not men who have sex with men should be able to donate blood. And we had some Congress members saying that the scientific basis of the FDA's decision to make it a one-year deferral, which means celibacy for 1 year, was not based in science, whereas obviously the White House was saying that it was. And they were both kind of right and kind of wrong.
I believe it was back in April, North Dakota's junior senator alleged that Zika will be throughout the United States.
Right. That was, yeah, a Democrat. She said that it was going to be throughout the United States, but that was a bit exaggerated. You know, the evidence shows that compared to areas like Puerto Rico, the continental United States will not be hit quite as bad by Zika. They predict that it won't be a widespread epidemic.
I'm going to guess that stretching the truth is not unique and exclusive to Democrats.
No, it's definitely not.
Would
it goes
you care
both
to
ways.
Bring us a Donald Trump example? How about the water drought in California?
He was saying that the drought in California was man-made. It actually is really complex. It's not just one cause. And part of it has to do with the infrastructure of California. But he said that there was no drought to begin with. And obviously, we know that California is definitely going through a drought. It's in its fifth year of an extreme drought.
Not to pick on the Donald, but he was also at one point railing against windmills.
Right, exactly. So he said that windmills were killing all the eagles, and we know that there are still eagles in existence, so that's not true. And so for that article, I kind of looked at exactly how many birds are being killed. Eagles and other birds are being killed by windmills, and how it compares to other causes like birds flying into buildings, or actually the biggest killer of birds in the United States is cats, of course.
Does your work come to a crescendo in November, or is it 24/7, 365?
My position is a bit different than my colleagues. I concentrate a little bit more on policy versus politics. So I review a lot of congressional hearings, for example.
What's a neat example of a recent congressional hearing that you were interested in?
Well, I reviewed recently a hearing. It was called, I might be off slightly on this, but it was called Sound Science at the EPA. It was for the House Science Committee. The witness was Gina McCarthy, the administrator at the EPA. And so they asked her a lot of questions about the Clean Power Plan and the National Ambient Air Quality Standard and the Paris Deal. And so they were trying to get a handle on how exactly the EPA uses science to make its policy decisions.
What you bring to the conversation is certainly interesting. A journalist, yes, but also a background in subjects including philosophy and history. How is that brought to bear to do your work?
So I studied the history and philosophy of science. One thing that I've noticed from doing this job, and one reason why I think it's such an interesting job, is because there's a separation between how scientists think about their work and how everyone else does. I think that on many occasions, politicians misunderstand the scientific process. So, for example, they think that there will be 100% proof for climate change. When climate scientists, you know, I did an interview with Michael Mann, who's a top climate scientist, and he says, we're pretty darn sure. But the nature of science is not to give proof, it's to give support. That's Science 101.
So pretty darn sure is the acid test in this case.
They have accumulated enough evidence to say, yes, man-made climate change or man-made global warming, there's a slight difference between those two. And I actually wrote an article about that, but that it's occurring. But politicians will say, well, we want 100% proof. It'll never happen. But that doesn't mean that they don't have a bunch of evidence to support it. And that's something that I learned from studying the history and philosophy of science, that people misconstrue what science can give you.
Where is the funding in place for your organization's work?
So the Stanton Foundation funds SciCheck. So I'd definitely like to thank them for funding that and continuing SciCheck.
Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
No problem. Thank you.